The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Will you be watching The Late Late Toy Show tonight? Is it allowed to say that you don't particularly like it? Or that you might worry about the fact that Ryan Tuberty has said that the concentration this year is going to be on the children instead of the toys? And that maybe it's the toys you want to watch with your kids. And indeed, children want to see the toys, not other children. Adults, while they might like their own children, don't necessarily want to see other children perform. Laura Holland from her.ie. What do you make of tonight's programme?
I am very excited. I was excited before, and then I visited the set yesterday, and I'm literally, it's ramped up by 100. You're in for a treat.
Why so?
Well, actually, this year they've put in like so much effort. So it's The Little Mermaid, as you know, and Ryan Tuberty is going to be Sebastian. I'm not sure if you're familiar who that is. It's the crab character, so it's already going in the right direction. And the set is incredible. Like, they've put in, they haven't stopped. Like, it's better than Disneyland. And then, of course, there's lots of children on the screen showing us lots of toys. What's not to like?
If there's enough toys for John. Daniel Cowell, from our own team here on The Last Word on Today FM, are you looking forward to tonight?
No. I can't understand why any adult would want to watch it. Especially if you don't have kids. It's weird.
It's not weird. It's like our heritage and it's tradition.
Oh, heritage and tradition.
It's going on years. You can't ignore that.
But that's like, yeah, nostalgia is very forgiving. Like, I remember, I loved Gay Byrne and it was such an event to watch the toy show. But I mean, once you're past, if you don't have kids or you're past that, like, and I actually remember even as a kid, I hated watching the other little brats sing.
You're probably just jealous though, no?
No, they were terrible. Billy Barry kids, they were like the...
See, but they weren't terrible, but no. They were just boring to you probably.
Yeah, well, the last few years now, they're not great. I watched a few videos today just to get in the mood and screeching.
They're children.
Yeah, but they're still, if they're putting themselves out there for critique,
you see, I mean,
they're fair game.
But I think a show that stands the test of time in Irish television...
It stands the test of time because it's it's commercially very successful.
Yes, this is very true. But having said that, if The Late Late Show was in another country, it would not survive. And it wouldn't survive three different presenters.
And Ryan Tuberty, I think, is excellent at it, in fairness to him.
He's gotten much better with the years. I would say he literally is at his best. Even yesterday, he was so excited and he was doing his dances. Why are you looking at me like that? I promise you, it's going to be very good.
Can I just clarify? Daniel was looking at
rather than me, okay?
Let's hear some clips of highlights from over the years. Let's first of all hear the rapping farmer.
The tracks are stuck. Face down to the ground for what's so about that next channel. Pow, farmyard, exit the gates. Being found, now on the bait. Strong is brave, you're just so strong. This ain't the way you guys go and answer. Cause the tracks are stuck, the tracks are stuck. You ain't gonna survive, you ain't gonna flog, boy. Trust me when I say that you wanna be dull jokes, cause I am too.
Now, that is the televised version of somebody whipping out their phone and going, have a look at my kids. Like, no one cares. Like, if someone did that at a party, you'd be like, get out of my face. No, it's brutal.
It's adorable. And, like, it's so Irish, but you have to just love it. And it's gas.
Is it just clucky women that watch this? Like,
are you calling me a clucky woman?
I don't know.
Like, we're going down a very dangerous path here.
We are, so let's hear a little bit of the very popular John Joe Brennan, the aspiring horologist, and this is from the 2009 show.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A horologist.
An horologist.
A horologist.
A horologist.
Yes.
Which is to do with the time, is it?
To fix clocks, yes.
You want to fix clocks?
Yes.
Will you look at my watch and tell me? Is that a good watch or bad watch? Or, you see, you can see what's happening behind it, you see? How would you analyse that watch, John John?
It's a very good mark, I suppose, next to Rolex.
I wonder how he feels now. I think you were saying he's probably what age now, Laura?
16.
I wonder how he feels that that's been brought up every year since.
I wonder if he still wants to be a horologist. I hope he does. I mean, he was a very young age. But, like, he's cute. And he went on, actually appeared in The Late Late Show years later as well.
Okay, there are some comments coming in from listeners in relation to this. I'll get to them in 1 minute. But I also want to play, look, one people saying, what has The Little Mermaid got to do with Christmas? Here's a clip from last year's toy show opening, which had Ryan Tuberty singing The Bare Necessities.
For the necessities, the simple bare necessities. Don't worry about your strife. I'm city to life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I'll never be fonder of my sweet home. The bees are buzzing in the trees, honey, just for me. If you look under the rocks and plants and at the fancy dance, maybe you should try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
That was Brian Tuberty. Some of the comments. I loathe the toy show. Adults without kids watching the toy show and calling it heritage makes me want to puke. It's a big pile of nauseating sentimental you know what.
Love the toy show.
Okay, there are some more. There's actually competition entries coming in at the moment as well, which are sort of filling up my screen, and I'm losing some of these particular comments from listeners. Oh yeah, I hate the show, always have. Thank goodness my children have no interest in it. Another one says, Ryan Tuberty is excellent in the toy show, but I absolutely can't bear the precocious children on the show. A total turn off. And yet so many people want. How many tickets could they have sold for tonight if they were selling them? How many people would look for tickets?
I'd imagine you could sell it. It was 14,000 or something.
You could probably fill the three arena. This is how you manage to bolster the licence fee. Sell tickets to the toy show every year at the three arena.
Because it is basically just toy propaganda. Yeah, it's like a big long ad for toy shops.
But we know that TV3 tried to do that in the RDS and it did not work.
That's
and then
true.
They went on TV. So like these things, they can't be brought out bigger. It has to be in a small studio. And like going back to someone saying, why is it The Little Mermaid? That's what I love about this show this year. They've pushed the boundaries out. And like you should see the set. I am not messing. It is better than Disneyland in Paris.
Listener says, you said The Late Late Toy Show wouldn't survive in another country. Yes, there's a good reason for that.
Exactly.
There was one person who famously did not get excited about the idea of getting tickets for the toy show.
It's time to call the winner of our competition. And this is for the weekend in Dublin. Two tickets for the toy show and 10,000 worth of shopping. It's ringing. Let's hope they're home. Hello, may I speak to Barbara, please?
Speaking.
Barbara, who are you going to bring to the toy show next week?
Oh, I'm not particularly interested.
Hang on a second, Barbara. Wait a second. Hang on. Just a sec now. There's the tickets to the toy show, right?
You can wrestle them.
Okay, so they're gone. So you don't want to come to the toy show?
No, thank you.
All right, so you want the 10 grand?
Please.
There you are. I think I'll give up this job.
That's a classic moment of Irish television. And she was saying you could raffle them.
Yeah, she
did.
Yeah,
true. But that's just her booing.
Petulant. Yeah. Hang up the phone on our pat.
Like, that broke my heart. I actually, for the first year this year, did not apply for tickets because I cannot take the rejection every time I don't get a call. And the two of you were looking at me in disbelief, but I promise you, I would clear my schedule tonight.
Do you apply for the Valentine show?
Not at all.
Okay, just checking.
Right, Daniel Cahill, Laura Holland from her.ie, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word tonight. Laura, you can enjoy the Late Late Toy Show tonight. As it happens, I think I'll be watching it with one or two of my children as it happens as well.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.